read in the Gospel there, when Jesus noticed how the guests chose the places of honour, he told them a parable. Now, we know Jesus used parables many times in his teaching, and a parable is a kind of story, isn't it, that runs alongside the truth that someone's trying to get over. It's the word parable has the same kind of same origin as the word parallel. So it's the idea that we tell a story that tells a parallel story to the one that we're trying to get across. We more commonly call this an analogy in modern English. And I believe at the heart of the gospel, there's a very clear analogy, almost a parable, but somehow it's almost beyond that. And that's the analogy between how we grow up as human beings in our everyday lives and how we grow up spiritually, and also how the human race has grown up over the centuries. It's very obvious, isn't it, as you read both the Old and the New Testament, that there's a very different flavour from the way God speaks to people in the Old Testament to compared to how Jesus speaks in the New Testament. And it really is to do with growing up. In the Old Testament, God is really speaking to the people, almost like children. You think about the way we bring our children up. I know discipline of children isn't really a very fashionable thing, but I think everyone realises it's essential. One of the great things about Ashton Primary School is that it's got very, very good discipline, in fact. The children are very contented and happy, but the way that they behave is quite amazing, actually, if you go in there to the assembly or any other time in school. So we know that discipline of children is actually very important. And when we discipline our children, we don't give them too many choices, do we? We say sometimes that you just have to do what we tell you. And this is almost the way it works in the Old Testament. God gave the people a set of rules to follow, the Ten Commandments and all the other laws. And we find over and over again him having to come at them and remind them that they're not keeping the rules that he gave them. But when we come into the New Testament, it's very different. It's all about relationship. It's very much identified, if you remember, in the prayer book, we read the two great commandments that Jesus gave us, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength and mind, and to love your neighbour as yourself. Jesus said they, in a sense, they replaced the Ten Commandments, which are much more specific about what you must do and what you mustn't do, much more about what you mustn't do than what you must do. So this picture, if you can grab hold of it, I believe is extremely important to help us. It helps us to realise what God is looking for from us as grown-ups. And we are grown-ups. We can't get away from that. We cannot live our lives as children. And we cannot live our spiritual lives as children either. We need to be willing to grow up and to accept a responsibility of a loving relationship with God. It is very much an analogy, if you hang on to this. If you think about how we brought our children up, I think most of us have had children, or if we haven't had children, at least we can think about how our parents related to us, both as little children, but also as grown-ups. We can see there a picture of how God wants to relate to us. He does need to help us to develop and to grow and to learn, as he did the human race. But he also is looking for a mature, developed relationship with us. You think about the way we brought our children up. We help them and we encourage them. We certainly discipline them. But we were looking for them to develop and to grow. We all love children, but it's sad if a child, in a sense, doesn't grow up in somewhere or other. We're looking for our children to grow up and to be mature and to have a mature relationship with us. And that is exactly what God is looking for us spiritually. He wants that mature, loving relationship with each of us. And he wants us too to help other people into that. And in many ways, that's what the church is about. We gather together to help each other develop in our relationships with God. And that all that we do should be kind of directed to that end. So can I just challenge you? Can I ask you to make sure your faith with God is grown up? That it's based on a loving relationship with him and not on you keeping a set of rules that someone may have given you or you may have made up for yourself. Our relationship with God is not fundamentally based on how we keep our nose clean, if you use that analogy. So make sure your faith is grown up. Don't rely on keeping a set of rules, but use your experience of parenthood, your own experience of being a parent, or if that's not possible, your experience of your own parents and how they related to you, both as a child and as a grown-up. And use that to help understand God's heart for us, his children, his grown-up children. And do be willing to help other people to be reconciled to their Heavenly Father. One of the saddest things in life, isn't it, when children, grown-up children, drift away or turn away from their parents. It's one of the hardest things I know that people go through. I think we all experience it to a certain extent in those teenage years, don't we? But if it's permanent, if parents and children are fall out with each other, it's a really very sad thing. And think about that, and think about that, what that means for God, and for all the people around us who, are, if you like, because they've turned their back on him, are just like those. Human children, those in those human relationships that have turned their back on their parents. And that should motivate us, to help others to be reconciled with God. Amen.